All right, you feeling it?
Yep.
So, thing is, racism is ancient history.
Ancient history.
Old stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, Barack Obama ended racism, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And so did Martin Luther King. And actually, so did Harriet Tubman. And so did Sojourner Truth and Frederick Douglass. Racism has been over for, like, a really long time. That's why someone has to end it once a generation.
The racism is over thing. That is our Will Wheaton. That is a bit we're never going to stop doing.
Not Will Wheaton. What was the other one?
Oh, no, I forgot.
Oh, okay.
There's too many.
There are too many. Okay. So, this is actually going to be two stories in one, because I'm going to read the first one, and then it just adds a little bit more of a vibe to the next one. So, let's do this one first. This is North Carolina. Angel Pittman had a simple idea. She purchased a simple patch of land in Rowan County, North Carolina, for $10,000, and then purchased 3 school buses for $14,000 and planned to create a mobile hair salon. Her plan was to live out of one of the buses and use the other 2 to travel around the community providing her services. But, according to The Guardian, she ran into an immediate problem. An elderly white neighbor who objected to a black woman setting up a business across the street. And he proceeded to make her life a nightmare. According to Pittman, the man had already been giving me weird vibes while going through the closing process for the property, and then about a week after the closing, she returned with her mom to drop off the buses. This time, she said the man approached her and said, "Why are you guys here? What are you looking for?" And then things got worse. As Pittman told The Guardian, he began to exhibit violent and racist behavior. She said that he would watch us and sit with his gun out the whole time. He would say things like, "Get the fuck off my lawn," and "We needed to get the fucking buses off his lawn," basically saying that the land I had just purchased was his. So she's trying to pull herself up by her bootstraps.
Yes.
Right? Gets money, get a little bit of money together to buy some land, buy a business, doing her thing. And he's like, "No, get the fuck off my lawn," and pulls out a gun.
Shit, what was it, about $24,000? $10,000 for the land, $14,000 for the buses?
$10,000 for the land, and yeah, $14,000 for the buses, yeah.
Shit.
But, you know, so this is what's going on. So he's pulling out guns, telling her all this, that, and the other. Then he began displaying swastikas and pro-KKK signs in the yard, which prompted Pittman to call local police, who dismissed her complaint on the grounds that her neighbor had put up racist signs in the past. Right. Sheriff Captain Mark McDaniel defended the response, claiming there was no evidence the neighbor committed a hate crime because he had white supremacy signs before Pittman moved into the neighborhood.
Where is this?
North Carolina.
I left the South.
Mm. McDaniel said, quote, "It wasn't like he put it there overnight." So they're literally arguing that it's not a hate crime to tell a black person, like, to approach a black person with a gun, cuss them out, tell them to get away from you, have KKK signs in your yard and swastikas in your yard, because he already had the swastika signs in his yard before she showed up. So it's not a hate crime. That's their fucking logic. All I'm saying is I would like to know more about their... I know I don't have time to research it. I want to know more about their arrest records, who they arrest, what people are charged with, what the, you know, race ratios are. Because it sounds like the cops are racist as shit, too.
Yep.
Excessively so. To go on record, like, I know we all know cops are racist and all that, but, like, to be willing to go on record and say that, though, that's, like, an extra fucking level of arrogance to it, you know?
And also, like, an awareness, too.
Yeah.
Like, they know that it doesn't matter, that they're gonna do this, they get to do this, and all you're gonna do is read about it and get mad and leave an angry react, right? Mm-hmm. You're gonna leave an angry react when we post this to the Facebook or Twitter. You're gonna drop a GIF, and mm-hmm. that's it. No one's going to do the only logical thing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll never get banned again.
Yep.
Fertilizer. Yeah, that's fun. Okay, we say fertilizer in 2023.
We do.
Right? Thing with the, yeah, get the ruling is played out.
Fertilizer.
Yeah, right? Because that's we're ecological.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're Earth Day nerds.
You just need good mulch. As for Pittman, she has fled back home to Charlotte, where she is trying to raise funds to cover her losses and restart her business in that area instead. She told reporters, "I cried for a long time. For someone to be that hateful because of my skin color makes it even worse. It's just really heartbreaking." Hmm. So, you know, the thing is that racism is over, though. So, you know. Yeah,
get over it.
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And now, I said we were going to do two stories. Here's the second one. Keep in mind, what was that previous story? Cop said, "Yeah, we know he has swastikas up and he's pulling guns on you, but that's not really a hate crime." So Torrance, where is this? I think this is in California, Torrance, California.
Yes.
The city of Torrance has paid a man $750,000 after two city police officers allegedly did what?
Ah, this is California.
Mm-hmm.
That's liberal.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, the thin blue line is actually the thin blue no matter who line out there, buddy.
It is.
So I'm guessing that they probably like maybe tested out some of their equipment with him and maybe tried out some of their cool ninja moves.
No, actually, they did not physically touch him.
Ah.
Or like hurt him in any way physically.
Oh, they gave him some ice cream.
They did not give him ice cream.
Gelato.
No gelato.
Sherbet.
No sherbet.
What'd they give him?
Swastikas inside his car.
Sherbet swastikas.
So the city of Torrance has paid a man $750,000 after two city police officers allegedly spray painted a swastika in his car. All right.
Again, go over all their arrest records.
The investigation into that incident, as you say that, led to a discovery of a trove of racist and homophobic text exchanges among Torrance police officers. The resulting scandal prompted prosecutors to toss dozens of felony cases. In January of 2020, after discovering a swastika in his car's backseat, Kylie Swain filed a federal lawsuit against the city and its police department. The alleged incident occurred after he and two other men were arrested on suspicion of mail theft from an apartment building. What? Swain was later cleared of the mail theft charges. Right. So he didn't even do... All right, that...
This is what it's like being black.
Yeah. Two Torrance police officers, Christopher Tomsic and Cody Weldon, allegedly spray-painted the swastika as well as a happy face on Swain's front passenger seat and damaged the interior before having it towed away, according to Swain's attorney, Jerry Steering. After Swain was released and went to retrieve his car, he saw the graffiti and reported it to police. The case was referred to the Los Angeles County District Attorney's Office, which filed conspiracy and vandalism charges against both Tomsic and Weldon, both of whom have left the force. Let's see if they get hired somewhere else, though.
And also, did they resign or quit?
They said left the force, so that means resigned.
Still get their pension check on your tax dollar.
Yep.
There is one way to solve this.
There is. It's a very easy way. It's time efficient. It's cost effective. It's permanent.
And it's practice.
And it's practice.
Yeah, because things aren't going to get better.
And it's pragmatic. The three P's.
See?
In a comment. Oh, sorry. The two men who have pleaded not guilty are awaiting trial. I like how that they're referred to as the two men and not two former police officers, but all right. They are awaiting trial. In the comment provided to the Times through Steering, Swain expressed disappointment that he was not told by Torrance police who vandalized his car, despite a promise that they would do so. And despite filing the report about vandalism less than 2 days after it occurred, Swain was not notified about the case against Tomsic and Weldon until 2021, after L.A. County District Attorney George Gascon announced the charges. "I have been suing police officers for 39 years and have never seen anything like this," Steering said in a statement. That's his lawyer. "It never ceases to amaze me that quite often the very people entrusted by our citizens to protect us from dangerous criminals are more dangerous than the criminals who they are supposed to be protecting us from." Thank you.
So just shut down that department. Just end it.
We should. The investigation into Tomsic and Weldon prompted prosecutors to search the officers' phones, which turned up text exchanges among more than a dozen officers that included racist, anti-Semitic, and homophobic comments. After the text messages came to light, the LA County District Attorney's Office moved to toss dozens of cases involving the officers implicated in the text exchanges. $750,000 for putting a swastika in someone's car. And what was the previous story? Someone terrorized a black woman with swastikas and police said, "Yeah, but we don't care." And then on the other side of the country, police are actually spray painting swastikas inside people's cars.
Motherfuckers are not thinking about that other side of millennials that are like going into their 30s that were big time Harry Potter fans in their preteens and then straight to 4chan from there.
Yeah.
And like into just right wing media spheres in the social media era.
Mm-hmm.
Like this second group under elder millennials has had a higher percentage of their life online and influenced by fascist propaganda.
Yes.
And they're getting these jobs.
Yes.
And they're keeping the same supremacy alive. And Gen Z, not better.
Mm-hmm. And then just, I clicked the hyperlink referring to the situation about the text messages. I'm just going to go through that real quick.
Yeah.
One of them shows a black man. One of the text messages was a black man who had been lynched, captioned, "Hanging with the homies." Another photo was a meme of someone asking what they should do if their girlfriend was having an affair with a black man. The answer, according to the caption, was break a tail light on his car so police will stop him and shoot him. Someone else sent a picture of a candy cane and a Christmas tree ornament. What the fuck? Hold on now. Someone else sent a picture of a candy cane, a Christmas tree ornament, a star for the top of the tree, and an enslaved person and said which one doesn't belong. Oh, and the joke was you don't hang the star. Okay. Right. The comments represent a sliver of the trove of racist text messages exchanged by more than a dozen current and former Torrance police officers and recruits.
I swear, like, news coverage like this, this should be, like, required.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes me want to have a private school so that this can just be part of the teaching.
It's the curriculum, yeah.
Yeah, just these news stories.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause, like, this shit... again, a few of us are going to know, we're going to shake our fists, rah, rah, this is bad.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens.
Yeah, and I think it's also good to know because if, well, I mean, hopefully I'm not getting arrested for anything anytime soon. I'm not doing anything illegal, but, you know, if I was arrested, I would like to know that if the cop who arrested me sends these type of text messages. That's something I want to fucking know.
Yeah.
Like, be proactive. Shish.
Yeah, you don't get to have a private life when you legally get to murder people.
Yeah.
Yeah, no private life for you. All your info should be out there, including home address.
I support it.
Yeah.
Through interviews with sources with direct knowledge of the investigation, public records requests, and reviews from district attorney's office records, the Times, this is the LA Times, by the way, examined some of its contents of the until now secret texts and identified a dozen Torrance police officers under investigation for exchanging them. The broad scope of racist text conversations, which prosecutors said went on for years. So not only is it the recruits, it's the seasoned veterans. So everyone from the guys who are in training to the new people on the job to the veterans have been sharing these text messages with each other. You think that doesn't fucking... And like, I haven't said it in a long time, but what was it I always used to say is someone doesn't clock out of their bigotry because they clock into a shift.
Yeah.
Do you honestly think that this doesn't impact who they target, how they arrest people, what they charge people with? Like... You can't be that fucking bigoted and not take that shit to work with you. You
and
just
thinking
can't.
About their addresses needing to be public. Keep in mind, the White House address is public.
It is.
Right? Governor's mansion's public.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, hell, we know where the police station is. We should know where their houses are.
I would like to.
Yeah, because, like, these are people that are in a different kind of position in society.
And also, on that note, because I know people are going to be like, that's too extreme, blah, blah. Keep in mind that a lot of cities require you to live... like within a certain distance of the city that you work in or the neighborhood that you're in. So like, these aren't just cops that behave like this. These are cops who behave like this in a neighborhood around the people they're supposed to be protecting, who are the people they're actually fucking up and arresting. Like, yeah, I would like to know if I live next to one of these fucking guys.
There's a reason why when you get to certain areas of suburbs where the houses are less affordable, right? Or like, when you get to the front of Spanaway, you can buy one of those houses, mm-hmm. not the back end. So, fucking, excuse me. Yeah. Oh, lost the point.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, when you get to those areas of the suburbs, the police brutality isn't happening out there because they live around the people they'd be brutalizing.
Mm-hmm.
They will get fucked up, and they know it. They know those. So, like, if you're going to police the hood, you got to be my next door neighbor.
Yep.
So if you fuck around, do some shit to one of us, we're at that ass.
Mm-hmm.
That's just correct. Yeah, actually. Like, they don't like mob justice because we're not in chains anymore.
Yeah.
They were all about mob justice when we were in chains.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. The officer's comments spared no color or creed. There were also jokes about gassing Jewish people, assaulting members of the LGBTQ community, using violence against suspects, lying during investigations into police shootings. Lying during investigations, assaulting members of the LGBTQ community, gassing Jewish people. Frequently, the hateful comments targeted Black people. Officers called Black men savages, several variations of the N-word, according to documents reviewed
several
by the
variations.
Times. Several
variations? Mm-hmm. I don't even know. I don't have several variations. What the fuck? Yeah, damn, them niggas need to teach me how to say nigga. Shit.
The officers also shared instructions on how to tie a noose and a picture of a stuffed animal being lynched inside the Torrance Police headquarters. So they took fucking pictures of nooses inside the police station? Yeah, okay, but you want me to trust these guys? Sure, sure.
They're not out to get you, as a white man said to me on Facebook once.
Right, yeah, they're not. Okay, well, while no officers currently face criminal charges, I don't know if that's still the case, in direct relation to the text messages, the racist exchanges have led to dismissal of at least 85 criminal cases. County prosecutors tossed 35 felony cases, and the Torrance City Attorney's Office has dismissed an additional 50. In total, the officers were listed as potential witnesses in nearly 1,400 cases in the last decade. 1,400 cases. So, and this is why you said, like, this shit needs to be, like, part of, like, the curriculum. This shit should be on shit like MSNBC. It should be on nightly news. Because 1,400 people who these cops testified against probably have no idea that this happened. Like, yeah, you have a vibe. Like, you know, you feel cops are racist. You know what I mean? Like, you, on some level, you know, because you're familiar with how this country works. But this is, like, the actual evidence. Like, these are the screenshots. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like now you can take what you knew or what you felt and put it into, you know, like a real life application, because now the evidence is on your side. So out of those 1,400 cases, how many of them were Black people or Jewish people or queer people? Saying. The officers did not necessarily testify in each case, so it's unclear how many cases could be affected. Still, in the span of 1 week, the Los Angeles County Public Defender's Office received about 300 letters from prosecutors disclosing potential misconduct by officers implicated in the scandal. So, yeah, there you go. And then they note also the review will prioritize active cases in which a defendant is still in custody and to see if one of the officers implicated in the scandal was a material witness. Yeah. Let's see what happens. Since 2013, the group of officers identified by the Times has been involved in at least seven serious use of force incidents in Torrance and Long Beach, including three that ended in the deaths of Black and Latino men, according to police use of force records and court filings. So they're actually out here killing people, too. What those text messages revealed was an extraordinarily hostile attitude towards people of color, people who are non-binary, and people who have different sexual orientations, according to Walter Katz, an independent police auditor in California, who now serves as the vice president of criminal justice for the research firm Arnold Ventures. I don't know that we can take anything that they ever say at face value. Thank you, okay? A white man with a degree said it. Will y'all believe it now?
And then after the special white man said it for you, go back over all the episodes talking about fascism where I keep saying, stop going out fucking marching because the fascists have the police on their side.
They do.
Stop the fucking marches. I mean, unless you want to get your shit legally cracked.
Mm-hmm.
Like that, remember the old man in New York, they busted his shit,
yeah.
Knocked him over. They'll bust your shit, too.
Mm-hmm. Like, right, like, if they're going to fuck up someone's grandpa on camera, you don't have a fucking shot.
And also, you're doing it for no reason. I know, right? Oh, this is where they get mad. We're changing. No, you're not. You're not changing shit. Nothing has changed. Have you not realized that literally nothing has changed? That's why, and I guarantee you, you've shared a meme where Joe Biden said nothing will fundamentally change,
mm-hmm.
right? You agree that nothing's changing. You know it. You just hate when someone you agree with on other stuff says it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just like skimming the rest of the article. I'm
chastising the audience.
let's see. And then, okay, this is also, I'm just skimming the article to see if there's anything else worth noting. I find this to be worth noting. The text messages were not in any one continuous thread, according to sources. So that means additional officers received the text but did not interact with them in any way, so they are not under investigation.
But didn't interact.
Right.
Didn't condemn.
Exactly. Like, y'all want to talk about this? It's only a few bad apples. Spoil the bunch.
They didn't report that shit. They didn't whistleblow.
Nothing.
Yeah. The mm-hmm. fuck?
So, yeah. So, apparently, a bunch of cops knew about this. There was 15 cops in total sharing these text messages. A bunch of cops knew about it because they got the text messages and just said nothing. Because, apparently, it's funny to make jokes about lynching black people while showing actual photos of dead black people.
And then also, like, these murderers, and they are murderers.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they also, they're beefing with transgender folks. They're basically just right-wing across the board. Like, yeah. These guys are just Tucker Carlson fans with guns,
mm-hmm.
which is, well, Tucker Carlson fans. And and here comes fucking Anna Clownsparian
mm-hmm.
with the fucking fascist turf rhetoric.
Yep.
Which is like, if Anna Clownsparian actually was a responsible person and not just a fucking, basically really just a highly paid employee at this point, and someone that enjoys being famous to a degree.
Mm-hmm.
And like, if she actually was an ethical person, she would not do that shit.
Yeah, she
like,
wouldn't.
Yeah, like, she's basically in Vanity Project mode now.
But she's going on fucking Ben Shapiro's show, so, you know.
So Anna Clownsparian putting out turf rhetoric and going on Ben Shapiro's show. Fucking Nick Fuentes is on Adam 22's show, No Jumper.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good.
And then they also just talk about a few more of the text messages. As you just said, conservative across the board, right? One of the text messages was an image of former President Reagan feeding a monkey with the caption, Reagan used to babysit Obama. Conservative across the board.
Across the board.
Mm-hmm. Another picture he sent referred to an African-American baby as a pet iguana. Ew. And that was his response to a... So he got, he was, okay, sorry, because I didn't read the whole thing in chronological order. I'm just kind of skipping to the parts.
Yeah.
So this particular cop was, they mentioned previously, he was accused of racial profiling. And so his response to be accused of racial profiling was to start sending pictures of black children in this, like, text chat and call them niguanas. That was his response to a racial profiling accusation. And then also one of them noted in the fucking text message, yeah, we totally racially profiled his ass, ha ha. Shopping at 7-Eleven while black, he didn't know the rules. How are you supposed to have a civilized society with these fucking people? And not just the guys who were active, but all the cops who saw it and did nothing.
Also, shopping at 7-Eleven while black, he knew the rules. Trayvon Martin.
Mm-hmm.
He was shopping at a 7-Eleven while black.
Yep.
He knew the rules.
So, yeah, that's what's going on there. Fucking, yeah.
So, folks, just so you understand, it is all hopeless. Get with your comrades. If you can, pool resources. Get a little piece of something that you can plant a tree on and buy some guns and ward off the fascists.
Oh, wow. One text in here, they laugh about an altercation with a female suspect. We had to fuck her up because we knew he wouldn't, referring to another officer. So the good cop did nothing, but he still let the bad cop beat on this woman. And said, we had to fuck her up. Don't ask me where that lump on her forehead came from, though, LOL. Sometimes you've just got to do things your own damn self. Make Torrance great again.
Like, see,
make Torrance great again.
Like, the and make... These, if America really was about justice, if it was, remember way back early in the podcasting days, one of the stories was Walmart workers would get walked around the store to mm-hmm. shame them
yeah.
if they did something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Like, not only send these guys off to prison, but like, there should just be a tour of them like on a cage bus where you show them. And their story is told, and everyone knows who they are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, first name, last name. This should be a massive fucking story.
Mm-hmm. It should be. But it's not.
If America was about shit.
Yeah. Let's see. They talked about straight, basically punching members of the LGBT community until they became straight. Right? Also hating black women, referring to black women as savages. One officer shared a news article about someone being arrested for urinating on a black child and called the child the N-word. And another officer responded with, "I don't understand the crime." So, like, cops laughing about peeing on black children.
Yep.
And then, of course, this is the interesting thing. So while this is because remember, this is going on over a course of years. So from 2016 to 2019, Torrance police only upheld 3 citizen allegations of police misconduct and 0 allegations of racial profiling made against officers. Sure. Try to have a civilized society with these people if you want to. So, yeah, that's what's going on in California. And as they say, what is it, California, the land of the liberals, Hollyweird, this is what's happening in blue-ass California.
This, all right, I think I'm going to keep repeating the same thing.
Yeah.
All right, that is a good story.
Jesus Christ.